Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Magic. This is Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary, and every week I share information and some experience connected with a topic. And on Tuesday nights, if you stay tuned, you'll also get a chance to listen to Circle Talk, another show brought to you by Circle Sanctuary. Tonight, we are going to explore full moon magic. And I'll begin with a chant that I wrote and that I use as part of full moon circles I do on my own and with others. The full moon chant. Full moon circle, full moon night, full moon magic, full moon bright. Full moon circle, full moon night, full moon magic, full moon bright. Full moon circle, full moon night, full moon magic, full moon bright. Certainly one of the ways of making magic at full moon time is through the use of voice. Speaking, chanting, joining with others, doing this on one's own. Sometimes the words we say silently to ourselves, sometimes we join in with others. Sometimes we make them in a whisper, sometimes we'll do them very loud. It totally depends on the situation. In addition to chanting, meditation is a way of working with the full moon for magic, working with symbols, ceremonial tools, rituals, working with sacred sites. There are a variety of different ways to make magic at the full moon. And I invite you to join me tonight as I share some of those ways. And in the second part of the show, if you wish, I invite you to join in the conversation on live chat. Or, if you prefer, you can call in 347-308-8222. That's 347-308-8222. And when you call in, press 1, and that will get you in the host queue. So let's take a look at full moon magic. Let's begin by talking about magic. What do I mean by that word? It's focusing intention to help bring about results. It can be a change in consciousness. It can be a change in healing and well-being. It can be a change in personal circumstances, a change in circumstances involving you and others. And in a much larger sense, there's magic working for a greater community, for the planet as a whole, for the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. When is the full moon? Some will celebrate the full moon at the precise time when the moon reaches its full point. But some of us, myself included, will celebrate the full moon over the course of several nights. the defining variable being when the moon in the sky actually looks full, a complete sphere. For some people, it's not only the night of the full moon when it actually is at its fullest point, but the day before and the day after. For others, they work with a five-orb day and start celebrating it a couple days before the moon is at its fullest. I like doing full moon rituals, celebrations, and magical workings over a period of days rather than just on a particular night. That gives some more flexibility. And if there is a ceremony that involves the use of full moon light, it also gives more opportunity that you'll be able to connect with that. In looking at full moons, not only looking at it being a particular point during the lunar month, we need to look at the lunar year. There are 12 or 13 full moons in a lunar year. And combining lunar year and solar year, you will on occasion have two full moons in a month's time due to how the solar calendar and the lunar calendar coincide. And when that happens, the second full moon in a calendar month is called a blue moon. In addition to looking at lunar months and the calendar month, some find an essential part of their full moon magic, what is happening in nature each month when the moon is full, and to take a signal from that and to name the full moon for the month after that quality. In many places, in June, for example, the full moon is known as the strawberry moon. That's common not only among some Native American tribal peoples in the Americas, but some contemporary pagans will use strawberry moon, as well as some people who are into folk wisdom, not necessarily connected with a particular form of spirituality or culture. And the reality is, in many places in North America, in June, strawberries start ripening. And that's how that particular lunar month gets its name. I vary the names for the full moon that I celebrate according to what is happening with weather patterns and what is happening with plants and with creatures and personal practices. Rather than sticking with a particular sequence of moon names for a calendar year. And at the full moon circle that we have at Circle Sanctuary every month, we name our full moon circles after the topic that will be our focus for not only education, but spiritual practice each month. So as part of your own full moon magic, you may want to start creating a pattern for naming the moons and certain practices that you do every month that will the building up a rhythm of lunar connection throughout your spiritual path. So you want to map consciousness in connection with the full moon according to the path that you are on. Some will adopt a particular kind of ritual that one does each month, and some of the qualities of that ritual can include the location where you hold the full moon circle, the type of items you use for your full moon circle, the timing of your full moon circle. Some will time the full moon circle or ritual with the rising of the moon. Others may prefer to have the full moon completely up and visible so that one can do the whole ritual under moonlight on those occasions when the sky is clear and the moon is visible. Some will do a kind of full moon ritual at moonset. At the time of full moon, the sun sets at the time that the moon rises. This is especially noticeable when you're at a place that gives you a really good view of the horizon, such as by the ocean or along a flat plain. Some other things to keep in mind as you look at full moon magic is the focus of the magic and the type of magic that you seek to accomplish. The focus can be personal and have to do with the magic of inner sight, of guidance, of personal healing, of personal transformation. Or the full moon magic may be focused on others, a loved one, a place, a group, and full moon magic may have a much more global sense, connecting with the planet as a whole, with some aspect of healing or well-being for the planet. So select your focus. It's also important to come up with a plan for what you seek to accomplish. And in addition to looking at the dimensions, the focus, look at the type of magic that you seek to do. There are a variety of different types. Looking at spiritual wisdom, there are different aspects of this. One may be looking for getting guidance for self, for others. Spiritual illumination, creative awakening. And connected with spiritual wisdom is divination. For some, doing divination at full moon time can be very powerful. The divination may take the form of working with some form of cards, such as tarot cards or oracle cards. It may be using runes. It may be scrying, such as in a crystal ball or in a pool of water or a magic mirror, in a fire, or scrying into incense smoke. It could be using some other type of divination method, cowrie shells or gemstones thrown in a particular pattern, or Yi Ching, working with yarrow stalks or coins. In doing divination, one should have the method as well as the question or focus for the guidance, and find a way to align with the moon as part of this work. That could be through doing an invocation, by doing the ceremony under the light of the full moon. It could be spending time attuning to the sacred with the full moon before beginning the divinatory work. And looking at the spiritual wisdom type of magic, it can be helpful to have a means through which whatever insights, guidance, divinatory messages come forth, that there is a way to record them so that they can be examined and reflected upon further after the divination is done. Another type of magic is that of healing and wellness. And clearly this is something through the ages that full moon healing times are celebrated across a number of different traditions. Healing for self, healing for others who are present, healing for those who aren't present, healing for planet. And it can be a time for enhancing wellness. One does not need to be ill in order to derive a healthy benefit from full moon time. For some, full moon magic is about honoring one or more forms of the divine and deepening one's connection and alignment. There is magic to be had by calling on a moon divinity. In much of contemporary pagan literature, the moon divinity often is taking the form of a full moon goddess, but there's also full moon gods and animal spirits and plants and trees, herbs that are all connected with the full moon, working with the essence of a full moon stone such as moonstone or selenite, who gets its name from Selene, the goddess of the moon. With divinity's alignment, the focus is on calling on the particular aspect of moon divinity, honoring the moon divinity. Often there's an offering and time of communing, connecting, and receiving guidance and blessing. Full moon is a powerful time to do a blessing of your home or other space, such as a vehicle you use or a camper or a workplace where one is at, if protocols permit for that. The full moon is the crossroads between the waxing moon, which is a time to bring things to ourselves and to others in need, And the waning moon, a time of letting go, of dispelling what's not needed, barriers to accomplishing goal. So full moon is a very powerful time. And with a home blessing, one can accomplish both at full moon as well as 2 weeks later at dark moon and new moon time. So dispel what is not needed, but draw to you what you wish to have within the home. Some will energize a home blessing, charm, or other device to set that home blessing in place over time. So whether that is a Bridget's cross by the door, or a horseshoe, or a sprig of mistletoe, or a sweetgrass braid, there's many different things that people use in connection with home blessing. And doing a home blessing at the time of the full moon is a very propitious time. The full moon is connected with cleansing and dedicating ceremonial tools. This could be like a tarot deck, a chalice, a wand, an incense burner, a pentacle, a necklace, clothing that one wears for ritual dress. Often as part of the full moon consecration ceremony, there is some type of cleansing. It might take the form of one or more elements being used, such as incense, taking a new chalice and moving it through incense smoke, or it could be some type of sound device, ringing a chime or a bell, a singing bowl, or a musical instrument, playing a drum or a rattle, or playing a flute or violin. There's many different ways that one can do a blessing. Typically, for a full moon magical blessing, it not only has the use of the item during the full moon time, but ideally, the full moon is shining bright, and full moon light can be part of that blessing. Full moon magic may also take the form of some life passage ceremony. Some will have a marriage ceremony at full moon time. Some will do a blessing of a newborn, a child, or a baby. Some will do some other type of passage rite. It might be a death. It might be a croning or saging. It might have something to do with initiation into a particular path. A variety of different life passage rites have been done and timed for full moon time. Dedicating a sacred space at full moon time is also a powerful kind of magic to do. And full moon can be a wonderful time connections for a group. Some spiritual groups primarily meet or only meet at full moon time. And the full moon is an essential part of the group spirit. Some communities not only celebrate solar holidays and the holidays connected with the seasons, but will celebrate full moons as well. with full moon, there's something magical about being under moonlight or envisioning it. And being out under the light of the full moon is not only an ancient folk practice, but it brings a special quality to ceremonies. There's some ancestral memory dimensions for many people that come into play, as well as spiritual legacy, old traditions of full moon time being a very propitious time for doing all sorts of spiritual activity. Another form of full moon magic is that of celebration. Being able to sit around a fire, share music, there may be a toasting to the moon, dancing, imagining many different forms of celebration can happen at full moon time. What I'd like to do now is share some experiences of full moon magic and some suggestions of some full moon magics that you yourself may want to do. One of my long time celebrations as well as ritual practices at full moon time is greeting the rising full moon when it becomes visible at the place where I'm living or visiting. Getting to that place just as the sun is setting, and then looking at the horizon to the east and being present as the moon rises. It can be quite spectacular, and at times may have a beautiful orangish glow or even a reddish glow. As the full moon rises, rising up, standing before the full moon, raising up one's hands, holding them towards the full moon, speaking a greeting, singing a chant, celebrating the rising of the moon. And what I like to do after that is shift into a meditation for a few moments and simply be with the rising of the moon. A really powerful way to experience the transforming of consciousness at full moon time is to go outdoors under the light of the moon, turn off as many electric lights, other forms of illumination that you can, and just be in the moonlight. Sit and be. Let your eyes adjust to seeing with moonlight. Paying attention to guidance you receive as you are in the moonlight. If you have a particular focus of magical work, creating a charm, doing a spell, doing a prayer, doing an affirmation. Having some symbol to work with that links you to the moon and that you can use to focus your attention can aid your work. Some things that I like to use in doing charm magic at full moon time is to work with some form of herb that's linked to the full moon. If it's burning incense, sandalwood is one of my favorite incenses to use. I also work with mugwort and may create mugwort charms at full moon time with fresh leaves or dried leaves, with flowers. I may make a mugwort potion and bring water up to a boil, put the mugwort in it, stir it in, and then take it out under the moonlight and let it sit all night. Another thing that can be done is to take a crystal, a clear quartz crystal, and put it in water and let it be under the moonlight. Some like cleansing and energizing stones under full moon light. And of course, moonstone, which gets its name from the moon, is something that can be energized at full moon time. And it can be worn, as one does full moon rituals, as a spiritual aid. And I have both moonstone earrings and a necklace and a ring, all of which I've used in connection with full moon work. Dedicating candles under the full moon. Anointing candles. Carving the focus of the candle into its base, or taking oil and making marks with the oil on a candle as one focuses on its purpose. It's another means of working with the full moon. The full moon, in its celebratory aspect, can be a time for ecstatic dancing. And through the celebratory, blissful dancing under the full moonlight, at times one does receive guidance, even if that's not the focus of the celebratory experience. Across different pagan traditions, there have been traditions in which at full moon time, the leader of a group, or sometimes it's everyone in the group, will do something called drawing down the moon. Now, in some traditions, the priestess of a group has the full moon drawn down into her. She goes into a meditative state and becomes the embodiment of the full moon mother, goddess, and speaks guidance as a kind of oracle during the ceremony. In some traditions, all who are taking part in the ceremony have the opportunity to do their own kind of drawing down, resonating with the power of the full moon, going into a meditative state and paying attention to guidance coming to each as one does this. One of the things that I like to do with full moon magical work is to use certain ritual postures to aid the work. Holding one's arms straight up, palms up towards the moon, visible in the sky, drawing that light through the palms and into the body. That's one approach. Another approach is holding the arms out, stretched, but off to the side, where the palms are facing each other, and one takes what I would call the chalice position, and to imagine that the full moon is being drawn down in the great chalice that's formed with one's body in that way. Another ritual gesture I've used at full moon time is holding cupped hands out to the moon and then pulling those hands to one's heart or one's solar plexus near the navel and drawing in the power of the full moon represented by the disc in the sky into oneself. When one does some form of drawing down or trance work with the full moon, it is helpful to have some food and beverages on hand so that when one is completing the process, one can take sustenance and that can help shift back into a more normal state of being. It's important when one works with one or more sacred forms that one honors the sacred form and gives thanks as part of full moon magic experiences. Working with a magic mirror, an actual mirror, hand mirror or wall mirror that's silvered glass, or a black mirror, which is usually glass. Sometimes it's a curved glass, a scrying glass that's darkened. Working with mirrors at full moon time can be a very powerful way, insight. One can gaze into the mirror, scry in the mirror, continuing to look until the mirror itself has a mist that appears energetically. And in that mist, guidance may emerge within one's own consciousness or one who may have some inner sight skills may visualize guidance and symbols as one looks into the mist. One of the things that I've used at full moon time under the full moon light is to gaze into the mirror and look at dimensions within my own self, taking a reincarnational viewpoint, letting my eyes go into soft focus, going into a meditative state, and doing mirror gazing to see and to get input in terms of other dimensions of self that predated this incarnation. It is a good idea prior to doing any mirror work, not only at full moon time, but at other times, that one cleanses the mirror, might be smudging it or taking mugwort, a wash, and to have a clear space and a clear tool for doing this kind of advanced work. A mirror also can be used at full moon time to reflect the light of the full moon. In this case, the mirror is placed horizontal, and objects that one wishes to energize, to be blessed with full moon light, are placed on the mirror. In like fashion, one may take a large chalice of water or a bowl and set it out under full moon light to be blessed. The water itself serves as a kind of mirror, taking in the rays, energizing the solution, reflecting. Being able to work with the full moon and to bless some sacred beverage, it can be water, some fruit juice, it could be an herbal tea, it could be an alcoholic beverage, such as mead or wine. One can take a cup out, hold it to the moon, do a blessing, and do a kind of full moon communion. One can draw down the powers of the moon into the solution as one chants, and then take some of the beverage in a group setting. The chalice might be passed around the group, where each can take some of this in, and that the group as a whole interacts with the full moon to energize the solution. Now, in looking at full moon magic, we talk about full moon being part of a lunar cycle. We talk about the disk in what appears to be the disk in the sky. It's really a sphere, and we see the face of the full moon illuminated. It's important to recognize that, yes, there's moonlight, but the moon is a physical, spiritual manifestation of concepts of divinity that goes beyond the orb in the sky. And it's important to take a good look at one's own thinking about the full moon as part of one developing skills in full moon magic. So an important thing to do is to take some time out and call to mind what symbols, what ritual tools, what lore you already have as part of your awareness with the full moon. Make a note of that, and over time, revisit it and notice what alignments are important and what ones continue to be the case with you. You may find, as you do full moon magic over time, that your experiences, your connections, your symbols that you work with at full moon time will change. Now, in this last part of our evening, I invite those of you who wish to share questions or comments in the live chat, or if you wish, you can call 347-308-8222 and press 1 to be in the host queue. Do you have experiences you wish to share about full moon magic that you do? Do you have perspectives you wish to share? Invitation to join the conversation. One of the things that we do at Circle Sanctuary is have a time with our full moon circles where we gather. We do a meet and greet at the start of our circle. We focus on a particular topic, and then we do ceremony together. And our ceremony typically takes the form of connecting with the sacred circle and circle craft tradition, calling to each of the directions and the associated elements, and then together as a group, calling on the full moon to be with us and in us, to guide us, to aid us in our work. We typically do healing work at each of our full moon circles, not only for those present who have needs, but those who are not physically present. And I invite those of you listening live and listening later to connect with me on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates. And as full moon time approaches, you will see some, at least one post about the full moon circle that I will be part of. And if you have particular healing needs or other needs, you would have an opportunity to share those either in a post to a thread or in a message. Or you can connect with me and some other forms of social media for that. Well, in the last part of our time, I'd like to invite David and Jeanette Ewing, who have been working with me and Circle Sanctuary on our Circle Radio podcast, Nature Magic, which I do every week on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8 Central, and they're part of the team that does Circle Talk. Well, good evening, and we aren't quite yet at the full moon, but early full moon to you both.
Hello, happy full moon.
Happy full moon.
Do you have particular things that you like to do in the way of full moon magic at full moon time?
Well, we have, over this past year or so, we've been getting together with a small group of friends for the full moon, to celebrate the full moon. And we usually do a little research to, you know, identify, you know, the focus of the full moon for the month, and we'll do something related to that in our working. You know, we'll acknowledge that and do something related to, whether it's a snow moon or the harvest moon or whichever moon it might be at that month,
right,
at that time. Right. So it tends to depend on which moon it is, typically.
Yeah, do you have any particular thing that you do every full moon, or do you really change it depending on what the focus of the moon is? Like one of the things that we do at most of our full moons is if we're outside around the bonfire, then and we're able to do the whole full moon circle outside, we often will just go with the bonfire. But we generally all bring votive candles. And sometimes for our outdoor circles, we may bring candle lanterns. And we kindle our candles as a way of connecting with each other and providing some supplemental illumination, especially when we're inside. When we're outside and under the full moon, we may still kindle candles, candle lanterns, and set them in the center of our circle or around the perimeter to symbolize the light that each of us brings as we connect together.
Well, what we typically do is we'll do it, you know, in downstairs in the central living room part of our house. And we will light candles specific to each particular direction. And then whatever the focus is for that month, each of us will light a candle. We may scry it, put a scribe on it to, you know, put any particular symbols or a word or something on there. Mm-hmm. We may also anoint it with a particular essential oil that would be good to enhance that particular thing we want to work on that month. And we will incorporate color magic into our candles. So we just have the so-called spell candles, which are not really spell candles, but they are, they're chime candles. They're half-inch tapers. We have candles of a variety of colors, and then we'll have, you know, colors out of particular types that might be good as the focus for that particular intention,
mm-hmm.
and people get to choose whatever they want for that particular color, and then, then we'll light them. Sometimes there might be a chant that will say for that particular working, or we may use the singing bowl.
Right.
And do a free form chant. Sometimes, depending on what we're doing, we may also, in addition to the candle, we may also have additional petitions that we'll write on a piece of paper and put it in a small flame-proof cauldron that we'll then take outside and light outside in the backyard. If it's warmer, we have used our fire bowl as well. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it kind of depends on what's going on that particular full moon, if, you know, it's conducive to being outside.
Yeah, one of the things that we like to do every month is at the very end of the circle, we take our candles that we've kindled at the beginning and put around the altar. And before we extinguish the candle, we give thanks to the full moon, to each other, and then we share with each other something that we take from the circle, from the experience of being with the moon and with each other into our day-to-day lives. And it's usually a word or a phrase, and that's become part of our ritual. So even though a lot of other components may change, that tends to happen. Something that I started doing a while back happens at the conclusion of our full moon circle. For those who are open to it, I will take a picture of our candles and ourselves. I actually put one of the photos up at my main face page in preparation for tonight as a way of letting people know what our focus was. And you will see lots of lit candles and hands all directed inward. And that literally is a picture of us doing some full moon magic at our circle. And we generally do this at the very conclusion. We put our hands in that position and we kindle our candles during the ceremony. But before concluding the ceremony completely, I take what I call the ritual full moon magic picture. And part of the reason for doing that is to be able to share a bit from our circle and the well wishes that literally we send out to the planet and to those in need, including those that share information about their needs via social media. So it's a way of kind of going full circle and taking some of the magic that's within a small group setting and letting it go out into a wider space. Something else that we try to do every month, if the weather permits and the moon is visible, is to go outside and do some kind of honoring of the full moon. And it's even in the depths of winter, we've gone out for moonrise, and sometimes we're doing a blessing of a particular spiritual tool that might be the focus of our evening together. This week, we're doing a pentacle magic full moon circle, and we'll be doing some blessing of pentacle, not only the jewelry, but dishes and chalices and bowls and platters that have pentacle images on them. Well, I see from the clock that our time grows short. I want to thank you all for your ongoing help. If you want to find out more about Circle Sanctuary, you can find us on the web at www.circlesanctuary.org. And on Facebook, Circle Sanctuary Community. And if you want to connect with me on the web, www.selenafox.com or .org. And on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates. I'm now on Instagram, Selena Fox. And on Twitter, Selena_Fox. So those are some ways to stay in touch, not only in connection with this show and full moon times, but throughout the year. And wish everyone good full moon magic and many blessings on your work.
The moon is high on this night of power. The children come at the witching hour. Our hands are raised to the four directions. Spirit power is ours again.
The moon is high.
us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.